bill for you today. I don't have it. But if you look at line five, at the very end of the sentence, it says, accept ORS 488.071. You draw a line through that. Draw a line all the way through line six up to shall be paid by. Leave shall be paid by. By deleting those sections, you allow the monies from the fines that are collected to go to the State Marine Board, which was the original intention of the statute. That's the only amendment that the committee adopted, the subcommittee adopted. And there isn't any fiscal impact because the money would just be redirected to the Marine Board as it was originally designed to do. And I think they testified that they were receiving the money anyway, even though the statute doesn't allow them to do it. The subcommittee voted in favor of the bill. This was on Monday. And there aren't any other ramifications to the bill that I'm aware of.
Is there a motion on the bill?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2948 as amended with a due pass recommendation to borrow the
Representative Kopetsky moves House Bill 2948 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Kopetsky?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
House Bill 2948 passes. Volunteers? Representative Phillips, thank you. We will return to House Bill 2776. Rocky, you have the latest update.
Mr. Chairman, I contacted Mr. Carney of Biostatistics. His department has no objection to raise. He gave me some background information on the questions required on the marriage application. The questions are part of the National Marriage Registration Program, and there's certain information that's collected at the national level, and they give certain types of information, require certain types of information from the states. Race is recommended but not required. 19 states do not have a race question on marriage applications. The whole purpose is to keep standardized national statistics. In terms of occupation, that is not a national question, and they would have no problem deleting that. In terms of previous marital status, there's a slight difference. At the national level, they're trying to count deaths and divorces, and rather than ask the questions directly, they are going to ask previous marital status. And in this way, they extrapolate deaths and divorces. So they would like to retain previous marriage status. The other practical aspect of asking previous marital status is a lot of times people get divorced and they immediately apply for a marriage license. Under Oregon law, I believe there's a 60-day period before a divorce filing becomes filed to remarry.
You've done good work, Bobby.
And sex is
okay.
I don't want to delete sex.
Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move to delete occupation, to amend the bill by deleting occupation.
All right, Representative Bellamy moves to delete occupation from line 13 of the printed bill. Is there a discussion?
Well, Mr. Chair.
Representative Kopetsky?
I'm going to oppose this Representative Bellamy's motion. And again, you know, it goes back someday. Somebody will want to do a paper on mill closures in Oregon or something, and maybe this is one source they would go to see one document to try to figure out if they get any kind of indication of the sociological makeup of a community. And it's just, you know, it's one of those little things. I used to, when I was a student, history student, I used to have to dig through a lot of these old things, and I just kind of enjoyed
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bellamy.
My only response is there could be, if you took out the racial tones of race, there could be just as valid and probably more statistical reasons to ask for race on a marriage license. If you eliminate the racial tones that is associated with it. So I guess my response is, if we're going to take out some, I'd rather take out stuff that I don't feel is pertinent to a marriage license. I'm going to probably make the motion on previous marital status, for argument wasn't compelling.
Mr.
Representative Hill.
Rocky, did they comment on occupation at all?
They said it was not one of the things required by national marriage, and they would have no problems really with the occupation. It would have, they do keep the statistics, but it wouldn't really have that much effect. I also think the employment division keeps statistics on occupations. We have a monthly report they put out, I believe.
As a response,
I think
thank you. Someone was doing some sort of statistical analysis of employment records for a closed mill town. The last place they would look in God's green earth would be marriage certificates. And there are, you know, maybe you must have been one of the most compulsive researchers.
I guess I'm just one of those lonely voices crying in the archives.
I appreciate that. But just in response, when I read occupation originally last Wednesday, I saw it on there. There are a number of forms the state requires that, not to forget speeding tickets, where there is no practical application to that. And just in case you haven't gone through a speeding ticket, one of the questions they ask you was your occupation. And if one was to pursue that through, there is no useful reason to ask that question, other than good information for the police officer to say, you work for the state and you're speeding?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bellman.
I can relate to what Representative Kempinski is saying in terms of I enjoy statistics. And I enjoy historical statistics. I guess I have to say that I take offense at the bill, because the bill, we didn't have any compelling reason. Nobody walked in here and said that because of race, they didn't think it was appropriate. This is kind of one of those little social things that we say when we introduce the bill, and we think it's racial to ask for the marriage license. And I guess if you're going to introduce the bill, I take an offense of not doing the whole job of eliminating all the things that are not necessary for statistical information for the marriage license. I guess that's where I come down to. We didn't have anybody come in other than Representative Egas, which I understand, but we didn't have two or three people come in here and say that there was no business for race. You know, this is the thing that I find, and if we're going to do one part, then I say let's clean it up or not deal with it at all. That's where I'm coming
from. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Additional comments? I think because of the expressed opposition, the clerk will call the roll on Representative Bellamy's motion to delete occupation on line, the word occupation on line 13 of the printed bill.
Bellamy?
Aye.
No?
Aye.
Kempinski?
No.
Miller?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bellamy.
Try quickly. I move to amend on line 13 and previous marital status, which would require placing the and in front of residence if it passed.
Representative Bellamy moves the deletion of the words previous marital status and the possible changing of placement of the word and in line 13. To your motion, Representative Bellamy?
I think quickly.
I think, Mr. Chair,
that in those situations where DA is trying to prosecute a case of situation where the person did not wait the 60 days, that this would be evidence, an admission. by party that they did not, were not waiting 60 days. Rocky?
The other thing that I mentioned before, this question, if we deleted this once fact, it may throw us out conformity with the National Marriage Registration. If we got rid of the question of this factor, they would have to ask another question, whether or not somebody was divorced or if it was a termination of a marriage by death. So we might be substituting two questions for one.
Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wonder if there's any place else in vital statistics where they get information about divorces, because that seems to be information that's used nationally a great deal about what rate of divorce is increasing or decreasing. So I'm in favor of leaving it in unless I've got concrete information. The state can get that information easily, I'll tell you.
Mr. Chair, I would assume that the courts probably have records of the dissolutions that are filed and granted. We wouldn't necessarily have to get it on these, on a license application.
Mr. Chair.
How probably, I will withdraw my amendment. Doesn't seem very popular at the present time.
All right.
That's a friendly
amendment. Are there any other motions with respect to 2776? Representative Kopeski.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2776 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Kopeski moves House Bill 2776 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Kopeski?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
House Bill 2776 is passed to the floor. General Tours.
Well, I'm Representative Eakins.
Well, Representative Eakins, all right. We'll be in contact with him. And that ends the work session for the full committee. Thank the members of the full committee. The full committee will be adjourned, and the subcommittee will return in 10 minutes to take up the work on House Bill 2638. Full committee is adjourned.